the North Pole Christmas HQ, where the busy little elves are busy all year round preparing for that one special day of the year. It's a dark day on the North Pole, and not just because there's no sun in winter, but because Santa's existential crisis has put Christmas under a cloud. But despite these weather references, Christmas preparations continue.
Oi, lumberjack elves, get back to work. Those trees won't cut themselves down.
Elaf, good to see you've got the timber production going.
Aye, and I'm getting to work with my tools again.
And look, I'm using all my reindeer to move the logs.
Oh, it's Grumble. I thought I'd stepped in something, despite this overpowering pine scent.
And the best part is, I'm not stuck working with that elfus anymore. That elf would push my buttons.
Elfus likes buttons.
Well, we need this wood to replace the coal. Although without Santa, I don't even know where the Christmas...
Timber! Look out!
Donna! Donna!
Oh, right between the antlers.
The tree landed right on...
Donna's a goner.
Was that deer wearing lipstick?
Right, well, good to see the trees coming down, although where they come down might need a bit more consideration.
I'm new at this.
Well, let's hope this forest and reindeer destruction is worthwhile.
What's going on down there, then?
The old stable. Melva's up to something. Some hobby bender she's on, been watching too many home improvement shows. Might be able to put your reindeer back in there, Grumble, although you don't really have many left now.
Poor Donna.
Clean that mess up, Grumble. It's all over me timber.
Another batch of game boxes done. Now where am I going to store all these? Alfred, it's Alperta from the workshop. Have you got space to store more game boxes in the mail room?
We're full up here and all my postal elves are busy sorting Santa's letters. Can they go in Santa's sack yet?
Apparently not. There's a hold on the sack.
A hold on the sack? That's unusual.
Nothing's normal around here anymore. I'm so lonely. The only conversations I've had this week have been with the sticker machine.
More stickers, Alperta.
No sticker machine. F*** off with your stickers.
You know, now that I'm a Santa of leisure, maybe I'll start a podcast.
Well, why not? Everybody's doing it. You clearly don't even have to be good at it.
Oh, I like technology podcasts.
How about true crime?
Santa, you're not really quitting, are you? Oh, we've got lots of wood for the naughty children now.
Oh, the magic is gone, Alphonse. I'm afraid I've squeezed these Santa pants down my last chimney.
But what about us? And it's nearly Christmas.
Oh, some names for your true crime podcast show, Santa. According to Elf AI, Jolly Justice, The Santa Crime Files.
Oh, I like it.
The Jingle Bell Murders.
Oh, yes, I like that one.
Yuletide Investigations. The Naughty List, Uncovering Claus Crimes. Santa Slasher, He Pleads Insanity.
Oh, yes.
Here's some more. Slaying Crime, Santa's Untold Stories.
Oh, my humbug.
True Crime Diary.
Has Santa given himself the sack for reals? And what will become of all that wood? What is Melford doing in the old stable? And how about North Pole Mysteries Unwrapped for Santa's podcast? Find out more next time on Elf Control. Or maybe Crimson Clues, Mistletoe and Murder, Santa's True Crime Chronicles.